Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13. Merry Christmas to you as you are tuned in to Ruling with the Diva. We are glad you are here. And as you listen to the blog, today's going to be mostly music and just uplifting and reminding you that the reason for the season is Jesus. And I'm not just trying to say that, but it is, because I know without God, and for me right now, I wouldn't be. I don't even know if I'd be here. So I know that some of you are struggling with so many different things in your life, and we went over some of those yesterday. So I'm not going to repeat that. I'm just here to encourage you and to let you know that the light of the world is the Lord Jesus, and he loves you deeply and is in you. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Whether you believe in Jesus Christ, you have a religion, or you believe in a higher power, you can't depend on you because your emotions can go up or down. Depend on God to get you through many things. You're wonderful, you're amazing, and you are loved. We're going to play Miracle by Lady Cassandra. Thank you, Lady Cassandra, for that beautiful song. God is within us. You know what? I want you guys to know that whatever you're trying to plan, set time aside to really have some quiet time and think about it. What are your plans? Excuse me. What do you want to do? How do you want to do them? And how can you help yourself to do that? I was listening yesterday before I did the radio show. No, after I did the radio show, I was listening to this thing on procrastination, because I admit I'm procrastinating on certain things. I did learn from the guy who was speaking, but I also found out I do not need to pay him $1,499, let's just say $1,500 to help me not be a procrastinator, what I need to do is ask God to help me plan, to schedule, and to do things I need to do and stop being afraid of certain things. I'm a perfectionist, and then I'm a procrastinator on certain things. And, you know, procrastination for perfectionists is sometimes not doing things too. So, yeah. Anyway, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope in the future. The last couple of verses, I hope you guys have heard the word hope, H-O-P-E, hope. There's hope in God, your higher power, there's hope. If you are alone tonight, stop being alone and listen to music, listen to, read a book, talk to somebody, but get out of your funk, because you know what? It's okay. All right. Psalm 33:18, but the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, and those whose hope is in his unfailing love. All right. You know what? What do you guys have to be hopeful for? Not just for the coming year, but for the next couple of days. What are you hoping? What do you want to see? What are the plans for your life? Are you living passionately? Because to me, passionate living is a hope-filled life that you're going to get out of there. Oops, sorry, talking about the movie. I was getting the things when I'm on the radio show. Live a passion-filled life, a hopeful life. All right, we're going to play Grace. Oh, actually, sorry. We're not playing Grace. We are going to play a commercial first, and then we're going to play, let me see, Song by Appointed. All right, here we go. We're going to go with a commercial first by Queen Sylvie.
Hey, this is Sylvie, host of the Queen Sylvie Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear me keep it real about everything while making a difference promoting comedy and other artistic talents from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around the world. Don't miss the Queen Sylvie Show. Ahala.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
One of my favorite radio stations is Queen Sylvie and her husband, Tim. They have an amazing show. You guys should tune in. Lots of artists, helpful health, mental health things. Amazing. Yes, you do. We are going to go to Appointed.
Hold
my glorious God. You are
glorious.
Yes, you're glorious. In your greatness and your power, in your majesty and your victory. Somebody say, is he? Is it a you? He is the main. And so much more. Oh, we worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Go on and worship him, worship him, worship the Lord. Is there anybody here? Anybody love him like I do? Then say, you are, you're glorious.
I love when she does the wow part. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't walk, wait, let me start off. Sorry, this is by Martin Luther King Jr. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't walk, run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl, but by all means, keep moving. I love some, you're going to hear a couple more quotes from Martin Luther King. I'm going to read a little bit about him, just in case nobody knows. In 1964, King was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his instrumental role in pushing for greater racial equality through a nonviolent civil disobedience. Behind his booming voice and poignant appeals for racial healing were his driving values of courage, love, forgiveness, and above all, hope. Martin Luther King wasn't a perfect man. There was no man on earth, only perfect human being was the Lord Jesus Christ, who was God, who came down in the form of a child, a human being, to help us and to die for our sins. Here are some more quotes from Martin Luther King that I love. Tonight's thing is just about encouraging you, helping you see that you're not alone. Darkness can't drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. I know there's so many different things going on in our society right now, politically, with all different facts of people and situations, but we got to remember we're all the same. We bleed the same blood. We can give blood to each other. We're humans. We must build like dikes of courage to hold back the flood of water. Right. Now we're going to go my Bible verses here. I'm switching between screens on my phone. I love that I can do my radio show from my phone. Still working on getting a laptop, but when God wills. Oh, I want to tell you guys about this site that I do. It's 0.8, well, let me start. It's the @ sign, the number 0.8L, small letters USA. It is a great site to get some great products on. Some of them you can get for free. Some for a little nominal fee. You do have to do a review, or you won't be able to get the products. Even when they give you the ones you buy for $3.99, it's all even the price, no matter how big or small they are, is $3.99, and it's really a great program. I love it, and I get to try. Oh my gosh, so many things, and I have samples upon samples upon samples of things. Another thing I want to tell you guys: go. Check out the freebie guy. He is on Facebook. He's on Instagram. But this dude has all of these ways to get freebies. And the best one I love is the Dollar General one that he does on Tuesdays, where he has a list of things you can find in Dollar General for a penny. So what? You may not need them, but you could buy them and give them to a charity, maybe somebody you know. But it's a great, great thing. So check him out. I'm just really happy with that. Anyway, just wanted to give him a shout out. No, he did not ask me, but I just think it's great for us all to save money. Yep. Because even today I got one of the freebies was I'll get a coupon from Arrowhead for 8-pack of water. Hey, I can put that in my car, give it to the homeless, even if I don't need it. There's always somebody who can use something you get, even if you don't need it. Remember that, okay. Let me see. What else? What am I doing? sorry, I'm trying to fight a cold. I don't believe in a cold system. I don't. But anyway, yeah, I was trying to fight a song and a little sort of kind of tired. But let me get back to the screen that I'm supposed to be on. And we'll be having another song to play. We're going to play Lady Princess Take Me There.
Yeah.
All right, that was Lady Cassandra. I thought she was going to go a little longer. That's why I paused. But I'm here, and you're with Rolling with the Diva. It's 55 degrees today. It's supposed to be a low of 39 degrees, which is still not cool to me. I just needed to snow. I know. All right, here we go. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Aristotle. Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds that you plant. Robert Louis Stevens. Hope, hope, hope. H-O-P-E. You know what? Hear, overcome, push forward, and eagerly. Those are all little acronyms for hope. I love it. I did it. Anyway, I love you guys. I'm going to play a song as we go out. This was just a Christmas Eve music for those who are driving, for those who just need something and don't need nobody hollering at them, telling them a lot of things or lecturing them on anything. I know some people just hate the holidays. I'm there with you. I don't hate them. I'm just not, it's not my favorite time because I just see a lot of pretending on people. Nope, I did not buy people gifts. I bought me a gift yesterday and today and got my kids stuff, but that's it. Anyway, you guys have a blessed Christmas Eve, Merry Christmas, and we'll see you here on Thursday. We're going to go out with a song. Let's see what song I'm going to go out. Oh, don't forget 211 in any area of the United States if you need help for counseling. If you're suicidal, you need to call 911 or get to the nearest emergency room. If you're having suicidal ideations but don't want to kill yourself, call 211. I still encourage you to get to the nearest emergency room. And remember that you are majorly important. You are loved. Maybe for domestic violence, you're not alone. Men and women are being domestically abused. Please know you're not alone. It has for housing and everything else, too. Here's Jehovah as we go out.
We live.